Finley, Scotia, New York, referring to the discussion of Obamacare or Affordable Care Act. I am in favor of a national health plan, but have found that the online form is very confusing, requires people to disclose a lot of information is not necessary, and in my view, from what I've experienced, will result in the disqualification of a lot of people who are eligible for Medicaid from getting it because of the confusing form. I've also found that the two navigators for Schenectady are not available a lot of the time after hours when a person of low income might have to go see them.
Johanna from Salt Park this morning, and Rosemary mentioned that she's not giving any money to the American Red Cross because she feels uncomfortable with it. She's certainly entitled to her opinion, and I'm not necessarily arguing with it, but of the impact that that statement has on the listeners and that people that may have been happy to donate money and the Red Cross is their only option, might not now be donating to Philippines because of that comment.
So this is Claire Davis calling in Troy, and I'm listening to WAMC right now, and I just made a donation to HEFR. They're providing medical and emergency funds for the Philippines, and there was a discussion about the Red Cross and needing an alternate program to send it to. So I'm going to recommend HEFR International. And I did try to find out how much goes to the victims and how much stays for administration, but the gentleman I was speaking with did not know that, so you want to check that first. But they're very reputable, and I regularly send money to them for animals, but this is not animals. This is emergency relief for the Philippines.